You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're in the mood to discuss not just about the COVID-19 recovery and entering into the endemicity element of the pandemic, but of course to talk a little bit more about the impact or the aftershocks following the budget 2022. What better person to talk about this other than Punit Parisha or Pasha from Liberty Insurance Berhad here in Kuala Lumpur. How are you, Pasha?
All good, Ibrahim. Thanks for having me over. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you.
You know, the first time Liberty Insurance came to my consciousness was in the US. They had this very catchy ad where they repeat the name of the company, I think, 5 times. I don't know whether you know the ad. It was just
on some level.
My God. Yeah. No, exactly. Right. On one level, it is very irritating. But on the other level, oh my God, it really drums it in. You know, it really drums it in. And when we had the opportunity to discuss something with Liberty Insurance, at least with Malaysia, I jumped on the opportunity. But let's talk a little bit more about Liberty Insurance in Malaysia. What do you guys do? What's your focus area on?
So, you know, we've been in the country since 2015. That's when we entered the country. The earlier company was called UniAsia. And it was largely a motor-oriented company, with motor being the lead line. And UniAsia was pretty well-known at that time. And currently, if you see, we are 44 years in Malaysia, 100 years of legacy, yes, in the US, but 44 years in Malaysia. But while motor is our lead line, we have been expanding in non-motor gradually since 2018 and getting into other lines like fire, PA, engineering, liability, miscellaneous, and expanding our portfolio products. And actually, the pandemic was a perfect time when we could do all of that. And at the other hand, also, the pandemic is a time when digital adoption came into the country and accelerated our growth as well from a digital standpoint. So far, the journey has been good. I took over in 2020. And it was probably the most testing time because I took over as the CEO on 1st of Jan 2020. And in March, as you all know, 2020 was when the pandemic really hit us and we went in lockdown. So it was a trying time, but hey, we came out pretty well out of that.
Yeah, that's the part I want to get to, actually. How did you guys navigate through this COVID-19 pandemic? We've entered 2 years, or entering very close to 2 years now. Digitization, as you were mentioning, was actually crucial, not just for the insurance sector, but for Liberty Insurance per se. Could you describe to us through your digitization and digitalization journey, particularly during your time here in KL?
You know, Ibrahim, it's surprising. For the last 2 years, the only questions I get is, okay, so how has your digital journey been in the last 2 years? Okay, COVID has transformed the market, transformed a lot of industries. So how have you coped with it? You know, honestly, our digital journey actually started much earlier. It started in 2018, just to give you a context, right? It was way back in 2018. As you know, de-tarification had just happened. We are a small market. Malaysia is a competitive market with over 20 insurers. For the size of the market, 20 insurers is highly competitive. Price was something which a lot of competitors used to leverage on. The market as such, from a motor standpoint or other standpoint, was pretty commoditized, right? So we actually were looking at our drawing board and saying, hey, what can we bring to the market? How do we transform ourselves? How do we bring a competitive edge in the market? You know? And every time we had that deliberation, I think the common answer came in is that we need to transform ourselves. And when we say mean transform, it meant how do we turn into a digital and a tech-driven company while building on our traditional capabilities in insurance, right? And that's actually when our journey in digital actually started, way back in 2018. And that's when one of our key strategic initiatives, Win with Digital, came about. And Win with Digital is nothing but creating an ecosystem for the customer while we map and improve the customer's journey across different moments of truth. The idea is, how can we leverage on improving our processes? How do we leverage on automation? How do we leverage on giving customer a better product? Improving his journey, his experience with us, right? What essentially it is, right? It's putting the customer at the core of whatever we do. And Liberty believes in giving the customer what they want, when they want it, and how they want it, right? So I think that was part of the journey which started in 2018. you know, when we start something which is completely new, you will not get, you know, results overnight. You know, insurance is a traditional industry. Insurance is full of legacy. And we needed to make those strides, make a change in mindset. Did we get results immediately? No, it took us a while. It took us a while, I can tell you that. However, what 2020 did and what the pandemic did, Ibrahim, was it actually accelerated the adoption. It accelerated the adoption by our customers. It accelerated the adoption by our agents. It accelerated the adoption by our employees, where the employees were driving change as well. And I think that is where we could see the proof in the pudding and see all the efforts which we had put in since 2018 or the last 2 or 3 years start fructifying. So if I was to look at our efforts over a period of time, right, it's cut across different areas. Results have just started showing. So we are seeing results in claims. We are seeing results in a policy servicing where we have better capabilities for our agents and for our customers. We are seeing results from an employee standpoint where their efficiency and productivity has gone up. So the bottom line is we have actually become easier to do business with for our agents, customers, etc. But we are also on business development, seeing a potential. And I won't talk too much about it because it's still work in progress. But we are seeing a potential to collaborate with other players who are not in the insurance space, who are in an adjacent space, but how we can probably use a digital platform and innovative products to deliver value to their customers. So that's been, in essence, our journey in the last 2 years. But again, as I said, it started much earlier.
Pasha, let's talk about the market liberalization of the motor sector. Some players were unhappy about the decision. Other players are trying to get used to it. How have you guys fared when it comes to the market liberalization element that was introduced by Ben Negara a few years ago?
Yeah. So the market liberalization started in 2017. It was the first phase of de-tarification, as they call it, right? And that is the first time when motor rates were liberalized. You know, so it's been a mixed response, right? I think it's a step. First of all, I think it's a step in the right direction. I think it's a step in the right direction because you got to give the decision to the customer. You got to reward the customer. You got to see how we can probably improve our pricing for the customer. But I think where it probably could have been better and could have been better is if we had followed up phase one with the phase two pretty fast as well. Now I don't blame the regulator completely on this because they had their challenges when the phase two of liberalization was supposed to come. It was around 2020. And unfortunately, the pandemic actually took all of us off guard. And probably that was not the right time, right? And then we thought, okay, end of 2020 is when the next phase is going to come. And unfortunately, 2021 has been another year of a prolonged kind of a lockdown. In fact, honestly, I feel I'm in the 22nd month of 2020, if you go from that standpoint. So that has kind of slowed down, I would say, the liberalization process, the pandemic. But I think things can be back on track. But what the liberalization will do is definitely, and should happen, is that it will give good drivers a better price. And the good drivers will stop subsidizing the bad drivers. So I think from that standpoint, I think it's a step in the right direction again.
Yeah, let's talk about that element for a bit, because when we talk about blanket premium, users like me, who is a relatively better driver than, say, for instance, my wife, would tend to pay the same amount. And you know, many years down the road, has this been the case where you are actually rewarding better drivers and trying to see where you can add value to your customers?
So, you know, ideally, that's what you would want to do. Reward the better drivers and not that the better drivers like your wife is actually subsidizing you, right? Sorry about that, but you walked into that one. But I think where it could have gone better, as I mentioned earlier, is if we had opened up the next phase of liberalization, because that would have allowed companies to embark on that journey in a more effective manner. It's not like we're still not doing it, but I think there is still room. I think there is still room for us to give pricing commensurate the risk, commensurate the driver's habits, and how good or bad the driving behavior is. It's unfortunate that the pandemic's actually put kind of a roadblock or slowed it down, but we feel now moving into 2022, with hopefully things getting better, I think we should be back on track from that standpoint. And this is something the industry is working with the regulator as well. And they see our point as well, right? But the other piece also which we need to look at, honestly, is how do we improve or how do we bring about a change in the claims ecosystem? How do we deliver better service as well? Because it's not only about delivering a better price. It's also about delivering better service, trying to see how we can improve turnaround times, service levels for the customers. And that is something which the regulator is pretty keen on as well from the industry. And that is something which we are working on with them to see how we can deliver a much better value in terms of both price and service.
All right. Pasha, we'll go for one short break before we continue on our conversation with Liberty Insurance Berhad. Welcome back. I have with me Puneet Parisa, the CEO of Liberty Insurance Berhad. Pasha, let's talk a little bit more about the award that Liberty has won, which is the Claims of the Year Award from Insurance Asia Award, from the virtual appraisal tool. What is the distinguishing feature of that tool that you feel sort of like sets you aside and apart from your competitors right now?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Ibrahim, I just spoke about delivering value to the customer, right? And when we say customer, right, let's take a step back and see who our customer is. So the customer is obviously the end customer, who is the policyholder. It is our agent, or it could be our business partners as well, right? And business partners would include workshops. Business partners would include TPAs, et cetera, who also kind of are key partners in delivering this service to our customers. So, you know, we spoke about 2018. We're looking at seeing how do we drive this value of the customer. 2019 or thereabouts is when we actually did a consumer research, right? Because we wanted to hear the voice of the customer. We wanted to see what's important for them. And I think a key piece which came about was they wanted to see an improvement in the claims lifecycle. They wanted to see an improvement in the claims service levels, right? And honestly, claims is where the rubber hits the road, if you may call it, right? That's a key moment of truth for the customer, really. And that's what really matters, because that's what you get insured for, right? Hell, we are in the business of paying claims, honestly. So I think we took that as something which we could work on and see how we can make it different. Now, we wanted to keep things simple, but also make it better. Now, that's where we came about this video appraisal tool. We did some ground research. We had a collaborative team of the claims, technology folks, distribution folks, all working together and seeing what would make that difference, right? And we saw that there was a challenge when it came to turnaround times, right? Of approval times or appraisal times, where if there was an accident, I hope you've not been in an accident, but if you have, you'll know that you have to take your car to the workshop. The insurance company is going to send you an adjuster, assess the damage, and then approve the damage, et cetera, et cetera. So we wanted to see how do we shorten this life cycle, right? Entire process. And that's where we came up with the video appraisal tool, which has made a difference, which actually has made a difference because approval times, which would probably take a day, is now done in a few hours. Payments are done much faster. We have seen a reduction in our expenses, but we've also seen an increase on our net promoter score by 4%. So I think all in all, it's a value which has been delivered because we don't have adjusters going out. We have the workshops to just ping us in. We use our video appraisal tool with interactive features, geolocations, etc., to actually assess the damage and give an approval right there and there. Now, what it also did, and this is interesting, right? Honestly, if you ask me, we were like, I don't know whether this is going to fly, whether it's going to be adopted by the workshops. And there came the pandemic, unfortunately. But in this case, it actually accelerated it because from putting people's safety out there, they also did not want to interact with external folks. So they could actually do this remotely, still get their payments faster. The customer was happy because they could take the cars back faster. So in all, it actually delivered value. And lastly, it's digital, it's paperless. We're trying to be a good corporate citizen, avoiding paper, etc. So I think all in all, it worked out pretty well for us.
How does this tie in with the digital ecosystem that you were talking about just now? I'm sure this is one of the many items within the digital ecosystem that Liberty is trying to build right now.
Yeah, so yes, it's one of the things which we have done. As I mentioned earlier, right, we've taken efforts in various other areas as well, across agency portals, across customer interactions, etc. And there is more to come. There is more to come. But the way we are looking at digital going forward, right, is actually how do we use our interactions with the customer, stay close to the customer, understand their pain points. And interestingly, what has worked for us so far has been that the technology team and the business team work together, hearing the customer, interacting with them at every small stage of development to understand how we could drive this value. Going forward, right? Going forward, what we are looking at is now adopting an agile methodology, because agile methodology will help us deliver these value adds in a more efficient manner, in a more timely manner. And if you actually look at it, the key focus will have to be, we've got to be customer centric. Speed to market. Speed to market is going to be absolutely important. How can we make cost savings? How can we improve employee engagement, right, in the entire process by empowering them more? And lastly, how do we improve operational efficiency? And what has worked for us in the past and so far, the guiding principles, if you actually go to see, is cross-functional collaboration is key. Outcome orientation. We have to have a bias towards outcome. It has to be measurable, otherwise it's not going to make a difference, right? If you can't measure the value you're driving for the customer, right? Customer focus, I've already spoken about continuous feedback. Go through an iterative process with the customer rather than just hearing him once and then giving a product or a service. I think at every stage, it is important to show them what you're developing and get continuous feedback. And I think empowering employees in order to take calls on their own, taking a coaching kind of a approach rather than a command and control approach, which has been traditionally that's how it flows. So I think that's how we are looking at developing this digital ecosystem, Ibrahim.
Okay, we'll go for one more short break before we conclude our conversation with Puneet Pasricha of Liberty Insurance. Welcome back. I have with me Puneet Pasricha, the CEO of Liberty Insurance Berhad. We're here talking about not just the business of Liberty Insurance, but perhaps a strategy that an insurance company like Liberty is going to be thinking about in the next 3 to 5 years' time, the strategies that is going to be employed. Pasha, maybe you can talk to us through the ideas of what Liberty plans to do in the mid to long term. What's next for the insurance business in this country?
Well, I can tell you one thing. We are heading towards interesting times. I think we are heading towards times where we will be looking at a customer which is probably more aware, is probably had a change in his or her mindset. Now, if you look at historically, right, we always felt, hey, digital, will it take off? Will it not take off? We had seen it take off in banking, right? We all were used to online banking. We were used to the being able not to go to the branch, etc., and using digital platforms. Insurance, I think now is the right time. If you ask me, digital is the way forward. And why do I say that, right? For digital to work, in any country, I think there are certain building blocks which are needed, right? What has Malaysia got in the last 2-3 years, if you actually see? We actually have a good reach of broadband, which is affordable. We have affordable mobile plans, which are now available for a customer, right? And third, I think the government is driving a digital economy objective by 2025 and 2030 in two phases as well. Now, these three are going to be actually drivers or catalysts for this change. Now, what else has also happened, Ibrahim, is, and I can ask you this, because I've seen this happen in my house, right? I have a wife and two girls, and it's happened in my house where they would never, ever shop online. Right? They would need to go to a shop, feel what they're purchasing. The mindset is now they're okay with that. They're okay with shopping online. They're okay with purchasing online. They are okay in consuming services online. Now, this has been the second big change besides the catalyst which I spoke about. And I think this is the right time where the industry is ripe for digital to take to the next level. A customer which is going to be empowered, a customer who's going to look at price and convenience to drive value for themselves. You spoke about, hey, why should I pay when I'm a good driver? Why should I pay more, right? So that these kind of attitudes, this kind of empowerment, this kind of change in mindset is going to drive a lot of product innovation. It's going to drive digital. And I think also, personally, we're going to see a play in adjacent space, not in the core insurance space, but adjacent or disruptive space, where we are going to see more collaborations, the formation of ecosystems. There could be probably in health, and then we have started seeing some early signs on that. And going forward, I think we are going to see disruptive trends. We know digital banks are probably applying for licenses with the regulator. There could be insurtech companies. And so it's going to be an exciting time. And if you ask me, traditional companies, and Liberty is one of them who's done this, we have adopted digital. We have seen the signs early on. And we are using our core capabilities in insurance, big data in insurance, marrying it with digital to see how we can compete further in the market.
I need to ask you about regulatory requirements and, of course, the regulatory structure in this country. Do you feel that it is accommodative for a company like yours to continue to grow and provide the best for your customers?
Yes, absolutely. Why not? You know, this is a question I get all the time. And you know, I have interacted with the regulatory folks on the insurance development department. And I'll tell you one thing. They are very progressive. They are forward-looking. We have exchanged notes. They are looking at sandbox approaches. They're looking at something different. And in fact, as I said, I don't want to go into more detail. But right now, we are talking about a couple of initiatives or pilots, which we could probably run on a smaller scale as a test and learn kind of a platform, and you know, expand it further. And the regulator is actually giving us fantastic feedback. The regulator is giving us fantastic feedback on products which we could come up with. And they have been pretty open to come up with the supporting innovation and looking at doing things differently. So I think it's actually been fantastic. And honestly, the regulator also is looking at digital as a key differentiator in the market. So I think they've been pretty accommodative.
Thank you, Pasha. Any final words before we conclude our conversation?
No, I think I spoke a lot. It was a monologue, but it's been a pleasure.
No, I think my view is that the insurance business may seem tough, but at the end of the day, if you do it well, there's a lot of upside in terms of providing value, not just to the company, but of course to the customers as well. That's my view. But it's not easy. It's a very tough business to be in. And I'm pretty sure that you guys are facing the similar kind of challenges that all the other kind of businesses in Malaysia is facing. But at the same time, that whole COVID-19 element does provide a unique perspective into how your business is going to be run in the near term. So, you know, while it is kind of serendipitous that you arrived during the pandemic. It's also an opportunity for you to reshape the business, something that the business may never have seen over the past 40 years operating in Malaysia.
Sure. So these are my last words, right? Now that you set this up pretty well for me. You know, I'm an eternal optimist. And I always look at the positives, right? And I think in any challenging situation or adversity, you got to find an opportunity. And that's something Liberty has done. And lastly, insurance is not that tough a business. You know, that's what I thought when I was in college as well. It's actually pretty interesting, challenging, but interesting. And it's a lot of fun. So if there are any of the viewers out there who want to join insurance, this is the most exciting time to be on this part of the fence. So we will welcome all of you there. So with Ibrahim, with that, I think those are my last words here.
All right, that was Puneet Pasricha, the CEO of Liberty Insurance Berhad. Puneet Pasha, thank you very much for having this conversation with us. We'll catch up face-to-face in the near future.